9 to noon at 10:37, your kindness and generosity leader. The entire stadium proposal day press conference leading with Governor Dayton through several luminaries available at KFAN.com via Purple On Demand. The entire press conference is available via Purple On Demand. And one of the people to speak was Minnesota Vikings co-owner and team president Mark Wilf, who joins us now. Mark, Paul Allen, how you been?
Hey, PA, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Congratulations on this step, Mark. It, you know, we're definitely very hesitant on this side to paint it as a done deal, but to get to bill introduction day and then shovel in ground day, you have to have a day like this, right?
Absolutely. It's a big milestone for us to come to an agreement, and now we need to move forward, work ahead, and do what we can to make sure that we get the vote to get this over the goal line. So we're very excited, and it is a big step.
Mark, what excites you most about today? And when Governor Dayton talks about the successful negotiating between the team, city, and the state, how difficult was it to get all of that to blend together, sir?
Well, there are a lot of moving parts to this thing, as people who follow this thing know about, but we're excited for the opportunity for our fans and for the public, generally non-football fans as well. The kind of first-class building that is going to make everyone proud in this community. So we're excited about it. It's going to be great for our fans, for our team, and it's been a long time coming, so it's an exciting step to get us towards our goal.
How close is it to actually being done?
Well, again, I know it's the legislative leaders and the city of Minneapolis are going to get to work now on a bill and getting the details out so that we can get the votes and go through that political process to get it done. But again, this is a big step. A lot of parties involved here. I think, like you said, a lot of hard work was put together by a lot of staffs and smart people to get this together. And we appreciate all the efforts. And I think people are going to realize that this is a stadium that's going to be exciting. It's going to be integrated into the city of Minneapolis. It's going to be something the public can enjoy for generations to come. So from all standpoints, it's very exciting.
Hey, Mark, what is your and Ziggy's vision and the construction company for wedging this into the east of Mall of America Field? I mean, how tight do you think this thing's going to be?
I think, well, it works. It can work. We've spoken to a lot of people who've done stadiums and are familiar with this And we believe it works in a very exciting way, not just a first-class building with the kind of spaces and clubs and concourses and facilities where people want to get there early and enjoy the experience with their families, but a plaza which will be significant where people can come before the game and enjoy the day and potentially enhance tailgating in a larger area around the stadium. So from a lot of standpoints, it's going to make the game experience something totally, obviously, different than what they have now. And for those of our fans and people that for soccer or for concerts, the kind of experience where people may not all be aware of, but around the country is becoming more and more commonplace that the people in Minnesota should have that type of experience.
We heard Lucas Oil Stadium, Mark, team president Mark Wilf on The Fan, your home for Vikings football. We heard many constituents mention Lucas Oil Stadium, sir. I was there last week for 3 days at the Combine. I've been there several times, including following your team in the preseason and stuff like that, and we go there this year. And it's fantastic. It's a little bit of a monstrosity. I mean, when you walk up to it, it's a very imposing stadium, very big, which is good because it provides more spaciousness and a better game day atmosphere for the fans. Do you anticipate this stadium to the east of Mall of America Field being as big as Lucas Oil Stadium?
Not quite as big in terms of square footage,
right.
But again, it'll be about 70% larger than the current Metrodome, but not quite as large as Lucas Oil. But the reference to Lucas Oil was in terms of just the feeling you have, large open spaces for the public to enjoy inside the building. We're going to have a Hall of Fame, restaurants, things of that nature, where people can, again, enjoy the more than just the game itself, but make it a real experience. And that's just on the football side. There's basketball, high school baseball, and, of course, all the community events, which are critical.
What kind of pushback are you getting here, Mark? I mean, I've dedicated the entire radio show to one of the more significant and milestone-like days in the history of Minnesota Vikings football. And I realize that it's not bill introduction day, and I realize you still got to get through the legislature and deal with the city council. But, you know, given where you are with the lease being up at Mall of America Field and, you know, the very real possibilities of some bad things happening to Vikings football if you don't get this thing done, you know, I realize that this is a major step today, and I'm getting minimal, if any, pushback from anybody who emails or calls. So it's generally all positive, Mark, but what are some concerns as we leave today and try to get the next step done?
Well, I think when you say concerns, you know, we feel that there's been a lot of all the effort that's been put into putting this package together. As this is rolled out in hearings and the public gets more and more familiar with the details of this package, I think people are going to understand, and hopefully legislators and the city council will also appreciate the governor's vision and our vision as well in terms of a facility that's not just for the Vikings, but something that's going to be a real asset and something the entire community can be proud of. So there's been a lot of detailed work to go into this, but as it gets rolled out, I think whatever concerns you're talking about will hopefully be calm and people will understand and get excited and behind this project.
And do you think that that's what some members, some members of the state legislature and or city council just need to see? They just need to see where the cash is going to go, how the football revenue is going, how all that's going to work. And then once they see that and realize the jobs that are going to be provided and also the fact that the team's going to stay here for decades, then it'll make it easier to just get it through, right?
Absolutely. And from our standpoint, I think in addition to the jobs and the economic development, the kind of place, and sports is such an important quality of life. And of course, the Vikings in Minnesota go hand in hand. And we just feel that the community needs to have a kind of facility that everyone can be proud of and say it's first class and world class. And that's what we're going to work towards.
Mark Wilf, president of the Minnesota Vikings, on your home for Vikings football, The Fan. It seems from the information I have here, Mr. Wilf, that the square footage for the proposed new stadium is about double Mall of America Field, where the Metrodome's like 900,000 square feet, and the new Vikings stadium would be like 1.6 million square feet. Is that accurate?
That's accurate. That's correct.
Well, that's fantastic.
We'll probably have it'll be about 65,000 seats approximately, and it's going to have all the amenities of a first-class facility.
Any anticipation of what would change around the facility from a parking standpoint? Like, would the Vikings have their own ramp or ramps to help recoup the cash and make things comfortable for the fans?
Yes, part of the plan includes ramps that are going to be adjacent to the stadium, to service certain of our patrons. And in addition, the plaza and the area in front will be significantly larger, approximately 12 acres of land, which will be used, again, not just on football days,
yeah,
but civic events and things of that sort, to really have a connection to the city and make it something that's very exciting.
Mark, when do we expect the hearings? When do we expect bill introduction day to take place?
Well, I know, and I'm not going to speak for the legislators, and Representative Lanning and Senator Rosen are our sponsors, but I know they're going to be working right away in terms of putting the bill language together, and hopefully as soon as next week the bill will be introduced, then the process will begin in hearings, hopefully in the month of March, to get this thing rolling.
And Mr. Wilf, with the successful negotiating between the team, city, and the state, I would imagine compromises, specifically last night with the high-level meetings that you were having, compromises had to take place. What did you, as team president and co-owner, have to concede to potentially get this deal done now?
Well, again, I think everyone had to concede. Not everyone's 100% getting exactly what we wanted out of the start. But I think in the end, we realized this is the best package that can get done and can be approved and could be also at the same time something that everyone will be proud of and be a great facility. So there was give and take, and there was back and forth, but I think in the end we have a package that is well thought out, and you, as everyone in the public will see as we go forward here, be exciting facility as well.
With the um, uh, with with the construction costs, Mark, does that mean the Wilfs slash the team will be paying roughly 50%, slightly over 50% of the whole tab?
Yeah, but combining construction and operating of the facility over the 30 years, that is correct. We'll be a little bit over 50%.
I'm sorry, sir, I didn't hear that.
No, but combining construction and operational costs, we will be the Vikings will be contributing a little over 50%, correct.
Right. Final one for me. You guys have always been very good in re-signing players like Adrian Peterson, spending up to the cap. Will anything be different from a football operations bottom line standpoint during the time of either getting the bill done or once it gets done, the shovel going into the ground and stuff like that?
I want to assure your callers and the fans that our number one priority and always will be bringing a championship, a Super Bowl championship for the Minnesota Vikings. That's our goal day one, and it's our goal today through the construction and for as we go forward in this process. So, yes, this will help us compete with the rest of the teams in the league to stay competitive, but we are doing as an ownership everything we can to make sure we get a championship to Minnesota, and that will not change at all.
Without putting you on a $50,000 tampering fine, anybody 11 free agency? I mean, maybe you can, like, talk positions or anything or how much money we're going to spend. Do you love free agency coming up here in a couple of weeks, sir?
Well, until March 13th, 4 o'clock, we're looking very hard in terms of analyzing what's best fit for our team.
Yeah.
And between that and our draft picks coming up, we have a 10-pick scheduled right now. We're going to be a heck of a lot better, and we're going to put a great team on the field.
Very exciting times for Minnesota Vikings football right now, Mr. Mark Wilf, with the stadium proposal, bill introduction on the horizon, free agency, 10 picks at least in the draft coming up, a lot of currency with which to work. You elevated Rick Spielman. That was a good move. Leslie gets a full offseason with the camps and everything. This is nothing but good news today, sir. Congratulations.
Well, we appreciate it, and we appreciate all your fans and callers. Please support us on this stadium effort. Make your calls to your legislators or council people. I heard some hesitation earlier, but please, those calls are important, and they do make a difference. So any support we can get on this would really help us put us over the top and get us to the next level. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. See you soon.
All right, Paul. Be well.
Yep, you too. Mark Wilf, president and co-owner of the Minnesota Vikings on Stadium Proposal Day.